Another thing, Will, should we allow Jordan to give us his picks today?
You already know my opinion on this.
You're a hard no on that one, hey?
Yep.
Jordan, the web guy, is with us. He's got his picks.
He would get
of the
like
day.
A couple right. I would probably enjoy it.
How'd you do over the weekend?
Not good.
Not good.
Well, I got yesterday was bad because I had.
You plotted to pick Cleveland, didn't you?
I did. Against my dad told me not to, but I did. But I picked Arizona and the under.
Nice work, Papa Tommy. I mean, that's good.
No. I picked Washington and the under, and then they decide to hit a lot of home runs.
Okay.
But I'm
like,
back.
When you're doing over-under on baseball, like, what are you doing?
You have a problem.
Like, no, like, it's part of it.
I get it. It's just like, I know that it's part of it. I know that you're allowed to. I know that, like, you have the ability to.
If you take the under in any sport, it's the worst way to watch a sport because you just hope
you do,
nothing.
You're hoping for no excitement.
Yeah.
No, touchdown suck.
Especially in
only field goals.
Especially in football when you're like, please, just four and outs. But
I believe it's called a three and out.
No, not.
Have you ever heard the term four and out, Will?
Or no, three and out.
It's definitely three and out. It's also two and out.
Two and out.
CFL.
Same thing, whatever.
It's
a Monday.
What do we got? Oh,
yeah, good excuse.
It feels like a Monday for me. What do we got today?
I'm going to pick the Rockets, -1.5.
See, I wouldn't even be touching that game.
But it's going to be the best game of the night.
Well, yeah, but like it's impossible to predict what's going to happen.
And you're taking Rockets -1.5. How come?
That's just the spread.
Okay.
So, and then I picked the over in that. 225. Two out of the three games went over that when they played each other this year. And I think it'll be both teams like to shoot the three, and it'll just be fast-paced, even more so than their Pelican series. And then the Golden Knights +1, so they can win or lose in overtime.
Okay. So you've got Golden Knights to win.
No, they can lose in overtime, or they can win.
Okay, so win or lose in overtime. Yeah. You've got Houston to cover.
Yeah.
And what was the... Oh, and take the over in Houston.
225, yeah.
Over 225?
Yeah.
So, okay, who's going to win that series?
I would like the Rockets to win, but Golden State, everyone's healthy. I just think you can't bet against the champs in this series. But I hope.
Is it going to be long? Like, are we talking seven games?
I think so. I think. And the fact that Houston did get home court in the regular season is pretty big. Going into game seven in Oracle is tough.
Yeah.
The only person that's done it is LeBron in one, but that was something else. So
yep.
I think if the Rockets. Daryl Morey built this team to beat the Warriors, so if they don't do it, then I don't know. And then whoever comes out of the East, I don't think has a chance against either Houston or Golden State.
So neither Boston or Cleveland's got a shot against the West?
But Boston has been proving everyone wrong, but I don't think they just don't have enough firepower.
Well, all right. There you go. Jordan's picks of the day. Jordan the Web Guy has the Rockets to cover, take the over 225, Houston and Golden State. And has Vegas to win or lose in overtime. Those are Jordan Tamayama's picks of the day. See how they turn out.